little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
And we are back and live, Shot of Games Podcast, episode 164. We got not that much news this week, but before we get started, I would like to say our condolences go out to one of my favorite heels of wrestling, Hot Rod Roddy Piper, passed away today at the age of 61. Wow. So, rest in peace, Hot Rod. We're going to miss you, brother. All right, so, well, what is there to say around here this week? Con's already over. Yep. Comic Con's already over.
Yeah.
Con season is about to pick up again, say, next month with the start of Long Beach Comic Con.
Yep, that's
coming
up. Which
I might be going to, so I'll give you guys a heads up on that. Well, let's screw it. You know, let's go right into it. What have I been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3. It's typical shenanigans here and there, you know, match up all the gems and whatnot and whatever you call that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been playing Criminal Case. Yeah, it's pretty much a puzzle game. Pretty cool game. I'll suggest you guys pick it up. And also I've been playing Evil Apples with my friends on my same Note 3 too as well. If you guys don't know what Evil Apples is, it's pretty much a mobile version of Cards Against Humanity. So that's how raunchy it is. If you guys ever played Cards Against Humanity and you don't want to take your, you know, cards with you like on an everyday basis, it's a free game to download on your Android or on your iOS systems. It's free. Pretty cool stuff. Let's see. Other than that, I haven't really played much at all. You know, I haven't played Marvel 3 since the last episode. And probably a touch the, Ultra Street Fighter 4. Probably about, I don't know, maybe a total of 2 hours this week. Hmm. It's just, you know, small online gameplay right before I go to sleep and I pass out. Or I pass out on my couch. Kind of weird. I know. Yeah. So, Wayne, how about you? What have you been doing this week, man? Or been playing this week?
Well, now that the Age of 10 has started, I've been mostly working on upgrading computers. But other than that, still doing the mobile games, Battle Tactics, Transformers Battle Tactics, Transformers Rising, those are the mainstay, and then of course, just finished the Ant-Man Special Ops on Avengers Alliance.
The funny thing is you still haven't seen the movie yet, Wayne.
I know.
Surprise, surprise.
I know, I gotta go see it. I just haven't had a chance to do it yet. Other than that, I jumped back into Arkham Knight.
Any more progress of that?
I'm slowly making some more progress on. I'm down to only needing 3 trophies on Founders Island.
But I need
a bunch on the other ones.
Actually, I need 4 on that one.
I'm going through a little bit by little bit. The only trophies that really give me a lot of trouble are the ones where you have to go clear across the map to somewhere else, hit a switch, and then rush back to collect the trophy.
Oh, holy shoot, really?
Yeah, it's all a timer. It's like, no! The Batmobile does not drive that well for doing that. You have to get lucky sometimes. But other than that, yeah, that's basically it on the gameplay. I did jump into Lego Batman 3 briefly.
Uh-huh.
I got halfway through the first level and I don't know if I was just too tired or what, but I just got stuck, so screw it.
Yeah, like, forget it. Done.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I just couldn't get anywhere. So, probably something simple.
Okay. So, on next week's episode, we're actually going to talk about Ant-Man whenever Wayne sees it. So, I'll give you until the next episode, 165. All right, Wayne?
Yeah, hopefully.
You should watch it. If not, I'm going to spoil everything for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So, well, let's get on to it. So, what do we got for the news this week, Wayne? Other than the infamous Windows 10.
Windows 10 is live.
For all the people that has it right now who are listening, give us your input. What are your pros? What are your cons? What do you like about it over the previous, which is Windows 8.1? So, guys, give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from everybody here.
Yeah. It's definitely been a fun ride, getting everything going.
Oh, I still haven't gotten my ASL.
Yeah.
Give about a week, maybe 2 weeks.
So
ready at the most.
So the key here is for most people, you're probably just gonna wait till the icon pops up saying, hey, you can install now. But if you want to get it installed earlier, I mean, obviously make sure you have all your drivers and software updated first. But go to Microsoft's website. You can actually download Windows 10 onto a USB drive directly, or a DVD, and install it local that way. So that's what I did. I have a copy on my flash drive, and I've been going machine to machine.
I will just wait on it. I got too much going on now, especially with what I have on my computer. So
it's been a smooth install on every device so far. So
Yeah.
But news.
So news this week.
News.
So.
Well, I guess we can talk about what's coming up in August for our Games with Gold.
Pretty much. So as we've been covering the past several, maybe half dozen, close to a dozen episodes about games that are coming out, or that she actually get on the Gold on the Xbox One and Xbox 360. Well, for this month, from beginning of August to the last day of August, for the Xbox One, you get Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, and How to Survive Storm Warning Edition. That's going to be from August 16th to September 15th.
Yeah.
And we also got for the Xbox 360 Gold Membership, Metro 2033 from August 1st to August 15th, and also Metro Last Light starting on August 16th up to the 31st. So pretty much one of July's two games for Xbox One's, so many me. Remains, available until August 15th. So you guys still got time if you guys haven't played it yet. So many me.
Yeah, download it, play it.
Yeah, you play it, Wayne?
Not yet, no.
Heard any good reviews on it?
I actually really haven't.
Jesus.
Haven't looked up. But it's supposed to be good.
And also, just to guys let you know, a little more news too as well, regarding both Ground Zeroes and also Metro 2033. Both will be available for free to Gold members starting this coming Saturday, August 1st. In the meantime, it's not too late to grab some July games too as well, which is Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, one of my favorites, and also Gears of War 3, which is Wayne's favorite titles to play on.
Yeah, so, Gears of War has been really fun. So
yeah, I can say the same thing for all the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else we have on here today too as well, Wayne?
Well, there's a little game called Zombie U.
Yeah, I heard this was only supposed to be for the Wii U system.
Well, when it came out a few years back, that was back in 2011, actually, we first heard about it.
Has it been that long since the Wii U came out?
The Wii U came out, I think,
2012?
2012, or late 2011, somewhere around there.
So, say about roughly 3 years now. But we all thought that the Wii, the Zombie U is going to be only directly for the Wii U systems. So, looks like it's a re-release, and it's actually is confirmed for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and also for the PC.
Yeah, it's going to be digital. No plans for a box unit as of yet. This looks like they're going to be doing some updates to it.
Things that they can't do. So hopefully we all know that the graphics is going to be a whole lot better on the newer systems, which is the...
We would expect so, yes.
Oh, yes. So. A PC, Xbox One, and also for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So pretty much, if you guys don't know what this is all about, it's pretty much a post-apocalyptic zombie, which is your typical... zombie survival. Run around.
You're a human attempting to survive in zombie-infested London.
Oh, so pretty much you got Walking Dead meets London. That's it. Instead of, Georgia in the south, you got London.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually going to think of picking this one up for the PlayStation 4 later on when it comes out.
Might be worth looking into.
Oh, yeah. And also the, what else we got here? Another game that I'm actually stoked for is Worms, Weapon of Mass Destruction. It's pretty much announced. Team 17 is telling us that it will be releasing two new Worms titles, which are set to be fully unveiled at GamesCon in 2015. When is GamesCon again, Wayne? Is it coming up soon? I know it's always after E3 and all that kind of stuff. I think it kicks...
I can't recall anymore.
Probably it can't be October or anything like that. Pretty much the Worm's weapon of mass destruction will allow players to use exciting new vehicles and enter buildings in which, you know, add new strategic element of gameplay to the traditional Worms warfare. So pretty much probably like a first person
yeah,
type of thing going on here with the Worms. I kind of dig that, but I still like the original, you know, 4-on-4, 5-on-5 Worms destruction game. So
so this will be similar to the last one they did. That was they did one previously that was kind of a first person kind of design.
Yeah, so that's Weapons of Mass Destruction, but
Worms 4.
Meanwhile, is described as the definitive handheld Worms experience, and will be featuring, you know, an enriched look and improved design for mobile gaming. So pretty much, it's gonna have the original layout of what, you know, the typical, you know, Worms 1, Worms 2 game looks like, and it's gonna pretty much be on our handheld system.
Yep.
So yeah, and also Team 17 will also be partnering up with
Playtonic
Games to publish Ukulele. Okay, so there is a Kickstarter for that game, funded spiritual successor by Banjo-Kazooie. In addition to publishing, the company will assist its
localization, quality assurance, marketing,
and
certification,
pretty much quote unquote other business matters. So yeah, I would actually pick up Worms 4 just for kicks and giggles. I really do enjoy Worms since the first game it came out back in the PC, and also for the consoles too. So it's one of those fun party games you could play partially drunk, fully sober, have a good time, yada yada yada. So
how about Tomb Raider?
Oh yeah, dude. Did you see, let's remind the audience again how the Xbox One Tomb Raider looks like. Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox One. It looks awesome.
Amazing.
For me, it's either that or the Halo 5 or Forza. Those are the three that I want.
Yeah. So, that's a good comparison right there. If you look at what Forza 5 and Forza 6 have done to the realism of vehicles, that's very similar to what they're doing with Rise of the Tomb Raider and the realism of the environments and Laura herself. Yeah.
So pretty much there's no more invisible border.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much open world.
Yeah, you're getting a bigger game. No more loading screens.
Thank God.
Which are really good.
We should start a campaign, hashtag we don't like loading screens.
Yeah, right?
I know. Hate those. Any more news about that?
We're also going to be having a new system of puzzles for the game. They call it Nested Puzzle Approach. Basically means there are multiple puzzles that all work together to solve one big puzzle.
So another name for puzzle.
Yeah. We'll have better traversal mechanics.
Yeah, she's going to have some major movement changes.
She can swim and climb trees.
Awesome. She can get some coconuts up in the palm tree if she wants to.
Yeah, so not only to travel around, but also for taking down enemies too. Sneak up on them. Yeah.
This should be fun and exciting.
Yeah, so bigger island, more explorable, no loading screens, you know, more features, better gameplay.
So pretty much what the audiences, the gamers like us, wanted improvement from the first Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're doing a great job on that.
Thank you for listening to your people, to your family. And also, as a fan of mobile gaming, Angry Birds, who adds bosses and dishes, pretty much premium models. Why do pigs want eggs? ? I've been asking that since I played the first Angry Birds game, and this, from the looks of the screenshot right here,
I think they're hungry.
Yeah, I know, but they don't eat them. That's a problem. Problem. So pretty much Angry Birds got a sequel since its debut of the first game 3-4 years ago.
Yep.
Other than that, there was also other spin-offs too, just like Angry Birds Star Wars, which I have, and also Angry Birds in Space, which I have as well.
Yep, so it's out now on iOS and Android.
I guess I know what to do. Pretty much the core gameplay remains unchanged, still the same. You destroy the pigs, you move on to the next level. Destroy the pigs, move on to the next level. Yada, yada, yada. Let's see.
Yeah, so no more ads.
Oh, thank God. I hate ads. So pretty much now your arsenal of birds, or whatever birds that you came with behind a slingshot, is now in form of cards, and when you use them up, you lose a life. pretty much it's a typical free-to-play fashion. Uh-huh. You can also either wait for those lives to refill, you know, after using them up, or spend in-game currency to buy pretty much more chances. So, yeah, it's a free game. The only time you guys waste money if you buy something from it. And also the Angry Birds 2 also adds, as we stated earlier, new boss mechanics. These are more resilient pigs, so pretty much a little more, how can I say this? It started on Angry Birds in Space, where you have like boss battles, like, you know, first half of the level, and then the second half of the rest of the level, you know, all the stages and whatnot. And it's a little more strategy than typical enemies. There's also a gameplay, you know, video game footage going on right now. You can look it up on YouTube, type in Angry Birds 2, and you'll see what we're talking about. The graphics is a whole lot more improved in here. It's pretty much the same, but, you know, they make it a little more realistic. Well, yeah, not really realistic as best they can.
The in-game currency is called gems, and you can earn them by completing daily challenges or purchasing them with cash. This allows you to buy second chances in stages, should you fail, or to purchase consumable spell cards that cause a large amount of concentrated instructions in a stage, per se. So, there's ways to get through it if you're not very good.
So, if you guys haven't gotten it yet, like me, please, go ahead and grab it if you're a huge Angry Birds fan, like myself. It's a fun game. I always highly recommend to everybody and anybody that are bored at home. And it's free. So, going from great news to some bad news here. Wayne?
So, your NVIDIA Shield tablet, the actual tablet Shield, not the original NVIDIA Shield, there's a design flaw. The 8-inch tablets that were sold between July 2014 and July 2015 pose a overheating and fire hazard. Yeah, so they've recalled them. To find out which one you have, head to your home screen on Android, open, select the apps icon, settings, about.
And then click on about tablet, and select this pretty much the status. Under the quote-unquote battery category, you'll see a Y01 or B01. So how about this one, Wayne? So if you get the B01,
your
unit is not, I repeat, is not affected by this recall. But if you have the other one, the Y01, your unit needs to be replaced. So
head over to NVIDIA's website and they're going to get you taken care of.
Yep. As good services, customer service from NVIDIA, they are top notch. So guys, take care of it before anything happens to you or something else. So, okay, so other news too as well. Since the Smash Brothers game came out and the new DLCs, Smash Brothers patch adds new stages, tourneys, and also YouTube uploads. So this is what we're talking about since the release of Ryu and the patch and whatnot. It pretty much you can upload straight after your match on straight to YouTube on your account. Not bad. That's really freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And also the new stages are pretty much a bear suit set. Oh wait. Well, what the hell is this?
Costumes.
Okay, so you also, other than that, you also get costumes too as well. Sorry about that, folks. You got the bear suit set, a Super Smash Brothers exclusive costume for Mii fighters. A King K. Rool set, has Mii fighters always dreamed of being pretty much king of the Kremlins? Why not? You also got Flying Man set, the Chrome set, or the Chrome set. You also got the Black Knight set, the Lloyd set, and the Samurai's armor. Samus armor. So we're not saying anybody can, you know, be a galactic bounty hunter, but hey, your Mii will definitely feel like it's one of, pretty much is Samus, feel like it too as well.
Yeah, so some of the stages have been slightly updated. Peach's Castle and Hyrule Castle, they each cost $2, or you can get them both on both platforms for $3 each.
Not bad.
Yeah. So
You could also buy a bundle with all the new DLC costumes and levels for $10. For
platform, or $15 for the combo.
Not bad.
And there's also some tweaks to the game's roster. and we don't have time to go through all that list.
Especially in the Smash Bros. Forum, those guys are just nuts over there.
Yeah.
That's that. Let's wait for the helicopter to go by. Dun, 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 dun. So it's been pretty much a short week here for us at Two Shots of Geek. It's, there's a convention coming up too where Mimi, Kim, Jesse are going to hit the place up. Oh, speaking of which, congratulations to our co-host, former co-host, well, still co-host, Jesse, for actually getting a job at Samsung. Congrats, brother. That was easy stuff to fix. So, watch out, Midwest. We're getting bigger over there. Bigger and bigger and, well, bigger. So, any news from you, Wayne?
I don't think we really got much else.
Else coming up?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, like we always put out there, say hi on our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, hit up our Instagram page, which is going to be, I'm going to actually take it over, so there's going to be a lot of content coming, especially during, you know, Long Beach Comic Con, if I decide to go. And what else? Kamikaze, if I decide to go there as well.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up that we're looking into, so.
Oh, yeah. And, make sure to check up our main website, just, you know, Kicks and Giggles, new podcast, which is the one you're listening to right now. We also got new articles coming up, too, as well.
We got an interview from Comic-Con posted up.
Yep, Jason Kimball, the gentleman who created a wonderful, zombie apocalypse type of...
What was it, the Fatal Photographs?
The Fatal Photographs, yes.
Philip Frawley?
Yep. So, just a little backstory on this. When I talked to Jason, No, I'll give you guys a little
history
on it. Well, not really history, but can I say a little spoiler? So pretty much this: pretend you're Frank West from Dead Rising, and you're running around trying to get photos, and just trying to outrun zombies. But there's also a twist to it too, as well. How the zombies, quote unquote zombies, started. There's also reference to Walking Dead 2 as well on that. And yeah, so you know what? I'll keep you guys in the loop on that because I'm halfway done with it. I know it's been almost a month, but hey, I'm a little tired right now. It's awesome. And actually, the last point of this is that there's also one novel that he came out with, and I have it. It's pretty awesome, guys. I should give you guys more info on that later on, all right?
Yeah, we got a review coming up for you. Be sure to check out the interview up on our YouTube page.
Mm-hmm. Like and share it.
It's a lot of fun.
Jason is an awesome cat. He, little backstory on Jason, he drove from Minnesota to Comic-Con.
Here in San Diego.
He really did drove from Minnesota to San Diego.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Yeah, it's with him and his family. Too, so they did enjoy. Jason's been going to Comic Con for 9-10 years now.
I think something like that.
Yeah, about almost like us too, as well, hitting 10 years, maybe long, maybe yeah. we're a little longer than him. But that gentleman right there is full dedication.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys know what to do. Like us, hit us, say hi to us.
Yep, we don't bite.
Yeah, definitely, especially for the people in the Midwest. And you guys are coming up too as well. There's a con coming up. I forgot the name of it, but check on our Facebook page to see. Of course, our Midwest gang, Jesse, Mimi, Kim, are going to be there too as well. So, again, this is twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Dude, I am hungry. Let's go. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.